be great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Grill in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We expect to roast a few people in the next hour. Of course, hour number two here on the Sports Byline broadcast. And we come to you every Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time, that's 1 a.m. Eastern time, the only live sports network show in the continental USA. We open you to our phone lines. If you'd like to join us, you can. My cohorts, of course, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Cadwalader will be with me in a couple of minutes. Charles Jay will join us in a little while. Of course, the man that plays by Jay, the genius that he is. We'll talk about the Villanova win. The Golden State Warriors headed for that record, 1973 wins, baby. It's going to happen. Of course, playing the Spurs this weekend as well. Lots of NBA stuff to talk about. Major League Baseball, of course, still. The boxing, yeah, the new heavyweight champion, Manny Pacquiao's the winner. Hey, in the world of UFC, they're going tomorrow night. UFC on Fox Sports 1. Take that back. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live from Croatia. That's right. Big heavyweights, Junior Dos Santos, Big Ben Rothwell. UFC Fight Nights from Fox on Fox Sports 1, live from Croatia, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday. You are tuning to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is you're coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
12 and a half minutes past, 12 and a half minutes past hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and about 1,000 other different internet platforms. If you are joining us for the very first time tonight, I welcome you to the Johnny Taco Show. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time for 2 hours of sports, comedy, a little humor. We poke fun at one another, and of course, we laugh basically at you. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the NFL draft. Straight up, I think Joey Bosa is going to go number one. I'm talking about the guy out of Ohio State, of course, that monster, 6'5", 269 pounds. But there are people talking about Jared Goff, of course, the quarterback from Cal, 6'4", 215. They say he might be going in the top three or four picks as well. Laramie Tunsil, 6'5", 310-pounder from Ole Miss. How about Jalen Ramsey, 6'1", 209 pounds out of Florida State. But Bosa's the guy I like. Why? Because I'm hip with the Ohio State Buckeyes, of course. John Johnson, of course, the former Ohio State's backfield coach back in the days of Archie Griffin, the Heisman Trophy and the winner and things like that. And he's tight with Woody Hayes and with Urban Meyer and things like that. So I'm sort of have a preference to the Ohio State Buckeyes, but I still think Joey Bosa is the best player out there. Cadwallader Jimenez, is Joey Bosa the best player out there?
Yeah, he's probably the best player all around, but he's absolutely not going to be the number one pick. There's no way the Titans don't draft Laramie Tunsil. They need help on the offensive line to protect their investment with Marcus Mariota. It's going to be Tunsil number one.
Wait, but he's 310 pounds. And if they're saying, listen, I've always found this out, when football players say they're 310, that usually means they're like 340 or 350. They lie a little bit about their weights, don't some of these guys? The fat guys?
They might, but at this point, with all the scouting and the combines and the pro days that go into it, I'm pretty sure teams have a pretty accurate idea of what a guy would weigh.
So how good is his mobility at 6'5 and 310?
He's a tackle, so he's not going to be the biggest mover. Those are usually the guards. But Tunsil can move. He's a very good run blocker. He's going to be the guy. And it's going to be enough to protect Mariota. They have to protect Mariota. He was their first pick second pick overall last year, I believe. He was their high pick. He's the future for the Titans. They got to protect him. Hey, look what happened with David Carr in Houston when he was their first number one overall pick. They couldn't put together an offensive line, and the guy was never good. He set records for most times being sacked. So the Titans understand what they need to do to protect Marcus Mariota.
All right, let's go through the picks. The Titans are picking number one. That's Tennessee. Number two is going to be the Cleveland Browns. Number three is the San Diego Chargers. They're going to be the Carson Chargers soon, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the Dallas Cowboys are number four. Jacksonville Jaguars are number five. Number six are the Baltimore Ravens. Number seven, those hapless San Francisco 49ers. Number eight are the Eagles. Number nine are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And filling out the top 10 will be the New York Giants. Will this top pick that Tennessee has, are they going to go with the lineman like Cadwallader's predicting, or will they trade away for something else?
No, I think he's onto something there, because Marcus Mariota, he had a pretty decent rookie season, but the main problem was he was getting injured. So they really do need someone to protect him, and I think he will have like a pretty good career, is what it looks like so far.
Okay, with no Johnny Manziel in Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns are going to pick number two. What do the Cleveland Browns need besides a quarterback, or do they need a quarterback, Dominic?
Oh, they definitely need a quarterback. They went and signed Robert Griffin III, but I definitely don't think he's a long-term answer. What the Browns do with the second pick is really going to dictate what happens for the rest of that top 10. Because if they go Carson Wentz, that leaves Jared Goff available for the Cowboys and the Niners. If they go Jared Goff, it leaves Wentz available. If they decide to go outside linebacker with Miles Jack, it leaves Goff and Wentz available. So the Browns kind of hold the key to making the rest of the top 10 very interesting with that number two pick. But I'm fairly confident they're going to go with quarterback there. I think they like Wentz a little bit more than Goff, so I'm going to lean towards they're going to take Wentz. But we'll see what happens at the end of the month.
Well, do the 49ers, I mean, they're drafted number 7 here, and I really think the Niners need an impact player. I think they need a player that stands out, that's going to go out there and make noise like Charles Haley did. And I think that Joey Bosa's got a chance to make noise. Like, maybe he won't be the great pass rusher that Charles Haley was, of course, the Hall of Famer. But, you know, I mean, I think he'll be an impact player. I think in his rookie year, he can come out and make an impact. And I think the 49ers desperately need that as a franchise, Dominic, because as a franchise, they sort of suck, man. There's no real attraction in going to the Niner games.
Well, the main attraction right now is the stadium. Unfortunately, that's the case right now. But I think quarterback is a bigger need than defensive line. Bosa's more of a pure defensive lineman, so I'm not exactly sure how he's going to fit into what the Niners' defensive scheme is going to be. They traditionally pass from their pass rush is from their outside linebackers. Granted, Ahmad Brooks is a huge question mark. You're not sure what you're going to get out of him, but you do have Aaron Lynch on the other side. Bosa can cause havoc, but all the top teams, there's stability at quarterback, with maybe the exception of the Broncos winning the Super Bowl, but their defense was that good. And Chip Kelly, with a new coach, he wants his guy. If Colin Kaepernick is not going to be the guy, he's not going to be 100% committed to the Niners. I do strongly believe the Niners go with Jared Goff here, if he's available.
You think they go from the guy from Cal? Huh?
Yes, sir. It's funny, though, because the Niners have a track record of passing on the guy from Cal, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Interesting. So, Zach Attack, what's happening down there in L.A.? I mean, as far as the L.A. teams are concerned, what do the Rams need as far as the draft is concerned? Of course, the St. Louis Rams soon become the L.A. Rams, the Inglewood Rams, call them what you want, but what do they need?
I'd honestly say they kind of need a quarterback as well, you know, either a quarterback, maybe a receiver. I could see either one of those positions because they have one of the best running backs in the league, Todd Gurley. They have a pretty good defense. So, I mean, those aren't really the areas of focus, I wouldn't say. So, yeah, I would say that they kind of need a quarterback or some type of offensive threat because that's what they need is to generate some more offense.
You know what's unusual during this offseason, Dominic? We haven't heard the word Tom Brady mentioned at all.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to talk about. The only thing with Tom Brady that we can really bring up is that he signed an extension, so he's going to be with the Patriots until he's 40 or 41, I believe. But that's about it. The Patriots, other than them trying desperately to petition to get their first-round pick back, have been extremely quiet this offseason.
You know, we've talked extensively about CTE and brain damage in football. Zach Attack, you and I, and Dominic, as well as combat sports and football. And Scott Cuddy's in the other room, and he calls Tom Brady a big pussy. He goes, that guy just runs away from the contact. Well, tell him why he runs away from the contact. He doesn't want to end up brain damaged. I mean, come on. These guys, half of them are scrambled. Football's really going to get ugly as far as these extensive investigations and probes into what's happening with the movie Concussion, things like that. I really think the world of football is going to get ugly. They're talking about now having high school players maybe set up for pads maybe one day a week and practice with pads on one day a week. Dominic, Zach Attack, will that take away from the game if they could only put on their pads one day a week? Will that take away from it being football?
I don't think it necessarily will completely take away from it. I mean, I think that the game needs to get less violent, and I kind of think with less pads, it would be less violent. And I know that's crazy, but these guys aren't going to be running into each other at full speed if they don't have the pads that they have. So it kind of actually is one of those things that makes it worse. You know, it doesn't really solve a problem. It kind of just makes the problem worse.
Okay. Seriously, I would hope that the 49ers do pick up and try to move up in this draft to get somebody like Bosa, because the 49ers need a statement player, you guys. There is no statement player down there. You talk about the stadium, Dominic, but the stadium is known for having a crummy field and how it sucked in the Super Bowl and things like that. So the stadium's maybe it's an attraction, the scoreboard and things like that, but the stadium as a whole, I just don't know. We don't have the feeling in there. It's not the SF 49ers anymore. It's the Silicon Valley 49ers. The fact that people that now go down there that still have season tickets tell me it's not the same thing. And the bottom line is, let them go. Let them go. They can go. They can do their thing. We'll get the Warriors back there pretty soon. Of course, the Warriors coming home real soon to the City by the Bay, Mission Bay, with a brand-new arena here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines live worldwide. I've got an international phone line. You want to call us from any of the military bases around the world? The international line is 00-800-878-PLATE. 00-800-878-7529. Or the regular 800 number, 1-800-878-PLATE. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll have a little audible next. We'll talk some combat sports, talk about the UFC. We'll talk a little hodgepodge of things. Then we'll bring in Charles Day, the man at PlaysByJ.com. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I keep going, but I run out of breath. The bottom line is, I am the Taco Man. You tune to Johnny Taco and the Soft Stars. Coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. In on the streets again. Yeah, you think you're in a cookie, baby.
You better find yourself a friend. My friend, it's something about love. My love is right to the core. It's something about love. Just like I've told you before.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Bottom line is Manny Pacquiao's probably not going to retire, folks. Probably one more fight in the legendary Filipino's fight career. Of course, tonight, winning a 12-round decision over Tim Bradley. And, of course, in their first fight, Bradley won the first fight quite controversially. Manny Pacquiao won the second fight. Manny Pacquiao clearly won the third fight tonight. Of course, this sets up a fight between Manny Pacquiao and who? Manny Pacquiao's running for Senate next month. What's he going to do after that? Who knows? His boxing future is sort of, going to say, up in the air. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao was the winner tonight, as was Anthony Joshua. Of course, the new IBF heavyweight champion, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of the UK now. 16-0, 16 KOs, taking out Charles Martin in the very second round. Charles Martin coming in undefeated with a draw and 21 knockouts and 23 wins. Guess what? Didn't last through the second round. The bottom line is Anthony Joshua is a new era of heavyweight boxers. Of course, he, Tyson Fury, and Deontay Wilder rounds out the three best heavyweights in the world right now as far as the world of professional boxing is concerned. Now we switch gears, and let's talk about the world of MMA and bring in my man, Zach Attack Young. Zach Attack, Rafael Dos Santos, Junior Dos Santos, or Big Ben Rothwell, where do you go in this one?
I think I'm actually going with Ben Rothwell, and it's one of those weird things where, like, a few years ago, I wouldn't think Ben Rothwell had a chance, but I just think Junior Dos Santos has declined so much mainly because of those Cain Velasquez fights.
Man, you can't take a beating like that. I mean, he got beat on. I mean, basically, somebody took a hammer and beat him in the face, or a mallet and hit him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take a beating like that, and you definitely can't take two like that.
Yeah, they were bad. Those were some horrific beatings, and Cain to open that can of ass whoop and just kept spraying him. He punished him. Of course, Cain losing via very quick knockout the first time around with Junior Dos Santos. He avenged that loss not once but twice. Now, Gabriel Gonzaga's in the co-feature taking on Derek Lewis. Is Gonzaga got anything left at this point in time?
He has a little bit left. I mean, he has enough left where he could win that fight. You wouldn't be surprised, but I think you got to go with Derek Lewis in that one.
There's a chick fight on the card as well as Marna Moroz taking on Christina Santulu. Of course, that's a woman's strawweight, about 115 pounds. 10 fights in all. They start off on Fight Pass, and 11 a.m. they go to Fox Sports 1. Of course, that is the big event. Now, that's this weekend. How about UFC 200? I'm talking about the rematch. Conor McGregor, of course, and Nate Diaz hooking it up for the second time. Nate Diaz winning the first time. Let's not talk about the main event. Let's talk about underneath. This looks pretty good. Jose Aldo and the uncrowned champion at 145, Frankie Edgar. Am I wrong for calling him the uncrowned champion, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say you're wrong because I still think, I mean, Conor McGregor could still beat him in a fight. That would be a great fight, and I hope it happens one day.
Conor McGregor's not fighting at 145 anymore. He's fighting at 170.
Yeah, well, I would, I don't know if he'll go back to 145. I could see him fighting at 155, but I'm not sure if he will go back to 145 at this point.
Jose Aldo, of course, coming off that 13-second loss to Conor McGregor. I guess if McGregor wins here and Jose Aldo wins here, it looks like that's a likely match here, trying to put that back together, huh?
Yeah, probably, and maybe at lightweight. I mean, you never know. I don't know if Jose Aldo would take that fight, but that might be the most logical place for that to happen.
Okay. Misha Tate, the girl that beat Holly Holm, Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey, but Misha Tate beat Holly Holm, and Holly Holm was handled by Lenny Fresco. As you remember, Lenny Fresco is the guy that always called his own shots, and Dana White hated him. He hated him. You know he hated him. And now he's locked Holly Holm out of the picture, hasn't he?
Yeah, he kind of has. I mean, I know that Dana White was ecstatic when Misha Tate won because that's an easier matchup for his cash cow Ronda. Because, I mean, people say that Holly Holm had the appeal and all that. I don't see her becoming as big of a star as Ronda was. She just doesn't quite have that it factor.
You're right. The it factor's gone, although she was a dominant. I think she could beat Ronda Rousey if they fight 10 times. She'd probably beat her 11 or 12 times. Now, Travis Brown's on the card. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, he's laying pipe with her. And he's taking on Cain Velasquez, the aforementioned Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez and Travis Brown. Travis Brown has never proved himself at the upper echelon of the heavyweight division, has he?
No, he hasn't. And I'd honestly be surprised if Cain doesn't stop him. I really would. I don't think that he has much of a chance in that fight because he's lost to guys that are way, way below Cain Velasquez's skill level.
Okay, real quick before we go to Charles, at UFC 197, of course, John Jones was in jail a week ago. Now he's out?
Yeah, he was arrested for supposedly drag racing and not having his ID again. I don't know if this guy just thinks he's so famous he doesn't need an ID. But
time out, Zach. You do know the Albuquerque Police Department are the most, probably the most corrupt police department in the entire United States right now. There was an NPR special on him yesterday, said that out of the 300 things the Justice Department said they had to do to straighten out the police department, they've only done three of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely not one of the best police departments out there, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he didn't have his ID on him, they can't really fake that, you know.
Yeah, but they jammed him because he was John Jones. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, folks. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check them out at their website, WBOboxing.com. Now we switch gears. We bring in the man from PlaysByJay.com across from the great Charles Day. Charlie, how's life treating you?
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. Oh, you know, Dominic Cadwalder, I don't know where he's at tonight. He's on the Skype line. But the bottom line is, get this. I saw him at the Giants game. I was watching TV at the Giants game. And he's sitting at the Giants game down on the third base line, right on the first row there. And he's got an umbrella. He's got a guy holding an umbrella for him during the rain. Can you believe that crap?
A guy holding an umbrella. This guy is a real beneficiary. He represents the best this nation has to offer.
I guess he does. But the bottom line is, since his mother probably owns half the network, I'll let him go first. Cadwalder, take it away with Mr. Charles J., sir.
All right, Charles. The Spurs host the Warriors tomorrow on the back end of a back-to-back for the Warriors. They have never beaten Tim Duncan in San Antonio. Is it possible tomorrow? Is it possible the Warriors finally win a regular season game in San Antonio and put them in prime position for 73 wins?
That's a 33-game regular season winning streak for San Antonio at home against this team. Of course, most of that doesn't matter all that much. But, you know, and as you know, Greg Popovich is one of those coaches, you know, he'll pick and choose the games in which he's going to play people minutes. And the dynamic against the Warriors has generally been different than against other teams. You know, in the three games these two teams have played this season, Tim Duncan's not been a real big part of it at all. He's only played 20 – he's only played two of the three games, and in those two games he's played a total of 27 minutes. What San Antonio has found more success with defensively is going with the smaller lineup. And the last time they were at the AT&T arena, they held Steph Curry to, I believe it was 1 of 12 from beyond the three-point arc and 4 for 18 overall. And the Warriors had their lowest point total of the year, just 79 points. Now, look what San Antonio did now since – and you remember the pattern the last time, okay, where San Antonio – took it on the chin by 30 points at the Oracle Arena, then came back with the payback game at home. Look what they did after the last trip to the Bay Area. They went to Denver, and they sat down the following players: LaMarcus Aldridge, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili. Diaw was also out of the game, but he's not going to play tomorrow. And the interesting thing about that is he was the guy playing center the last time these teams met in San Antonio, as Duncan came off the bench in that one and only played 19 minutes. So Diaw's absence could be kind of a key in that overall defensive scheme for San Antonio. But you know that Popovich wants to have one game where, you know, he's going to, you know, to kind of sharpen up, make sure his guys are sharp, make sure they take a little bit of a head of steam into the playoffs. This game means nothing otherwise except maybe to extend their own or go after a record in that they are 39-0 at home. And I'm sure they'd like to close out an undefeated home season. So I would expect some motivation on the part of San Antonio here. The question is, can they cover the spread? They're a 5.5-point favorite in this game over a team that's won 71 games and was admittedly looking ahead on Saturday night. Now, Golden State had to come back. They were down, I think it was 8 points at the end of three quarters, and they had to come back to beat Memphis. Clearly, they were in that sandwich situation. But, I would say San Antonio can win the game, but I would say that 5.5-point spread is kind of a dicey proposition.
The great Charles Day at PlaysByJay.com. We'll keep him for another segment. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill, the Sports Byline Grill. Each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time, that's 1 a.m. each time, I light up the airwaves for 2 hours of comedy, sports, a little politics once in a while, and basically just a lot of attitude. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco and his All-Star.
Now let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man. Good timing.
Cheech and Chong in town on the 23rd. Guess who's going to be there? I think so. Johnny Taco in the house with Cheech and Chong, the 23rd, the Warfield Theater here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, bringing us back there, the Beach Boys. We're talking about the possible record, of course, Lou. Golden State Warriors looking to eclipse the Chicago Bulls. I think it was the 96 team with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the guys like that. And, of course, a lot of the old-timers are sort of upset that the Warriors have sort of developed a Warriors type of basketball, playing their own game. Of course, Steph Curry, the man behind that. And, of course, can Steph Curry be stopped when he steps into the steps onto the floor tomorrow with the San Antonio Spurs? Well, Charles Day is on the line. He's saying that the point spread's 5.5 points. What's the under over there, Charles?
204.5 points.
Okay. Now, Zach Attack, if you were betting on this one, where would you go?
I think they're going to break that. I think they'll go over that. I bet the over.
You bet the over? And what about the 5.5 points?
The 5.5 points.
Yeah, you got to think about it while you're not giving. Dominic, what do you think?
I say the Warriors cover the 5.5 and it goes under.
I think the Warriors are going to smoke them tomorrow. I think the Warriors have waited. This has been the game they've waited on all year, Charles. Momentum is everything. They came tonight. They showed a little, you know, they showed a little kink in their step, but they came back against the Grizzlies. So you know they're for real. They can play that hard basketball when they want. I think they're going to play the game of their year against the San Antonio Spurs. They know that essentially this is for the NBA title, isn't it, Charles?
This is not for the NBA title.
Yeah, basically it is. Come on, these are the two best teams of basketball.
If and when they play in the conference finals, that could be really for the NBA title. But tomorrow's game, it's why the San Antonio Spurs are so hard to handicap, because you don't know really what the motivation is going to be. They might have something very special planned for Golden State, a certain kind of defense, some kind of variation on a zone, which they've used in the past, that they just don't want to reveal in this game, because it doesn't mean anything to them other than, setting a record or having an undefeated record at home during the season, which I think is very secondary to them. I think that if you also don't know how that time is going to be rationed to all of these key players of theirs, while Golden State, we assume is very motivated to set a record, ought to have all the motivation in the world in this game. There's only two games. It's this game, then they come back after 2 days off and play Memphis at home on Wednesday, and that's a really banged up Memphis team that's missing two of its top players and has been. So, this is the key game for Golden State. There's no question about that. So, when you take a look at what San Antonio did the last time they were on this floor, as I mentioned, they really did flummox Stephen Curry, mm-hmm. and did it largely without Tim Duncan. And so let's see if they can do that again. I mean, when you're talking about holding this team to 79 points, that's something that I think if you're interested in betting the total, then you got to take that into consideration.
SI headlines here. Well, President Obama is probably going to tick the Republicans off a little bit, but he says that Steph Curry is the greatest player he's ever seen. Comment on that first, Zachatech?
I don't know. I'm surprised that he wouldn't go with Jordan, especially being from Chicago.
That just shows you he's not a homer.
I guess not. I mean, it's kind of hard to put Steph Curry above Jordan with one title.
Okay, but the bottom line is nobody can shoot like him. I don't think Michael Jordan can shoot better than him. Dominic, what's your call on that one?
Best shooter I've seen? Absolutely. But, I mean, we've seen guys like Kobe, even LeBron, Jordan. Curry's definitely not the best player ever, not yet at least.
You know what? But he has the potential to be that, don't you think, Charles?
He has the potential to be among that group. I mean, it's kind of tough to pick one guy out of all that. But I'll tell you what he is. And in situations where he has to go without the ball, he moves without the ball better than anybody that I've seen, maybe since a Reggie Miller or a John Havlicek, guys like that. And that's the challenge for San Antonio and their defense. Let's go back to what the matchup is in this game. So where San Antonio had to put different guys on him at different times during any individual possession. The guy that was harassing him the most was Danny Green, who has turned into a heck of a defender for the Spurs. Remember, this is the game between the number one offense in terms of offensive efficiency and the number one defense in terms of that metric. And so it's just a great matchup all the way around. And you really kind of salivate at the prospect of these teams meeting when you know both of them are going to be 100% motivated at the same time. And that's in the finals. And that maybe is the only time that we see that this season.
Wow. Looks like LeBron James is upset again. Of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers center said he wanted to take the last shot of that of the Saturday game. He said he watched Cleveland Cavaliers guard Matthew Dellavedova airball it. The bottom line is, man, he's just not – they aren't – are they flowing, Charles? Are the Cleveland Cavaliers flowing as a championship team? Are they in the flow right now?
There's a difference between what Cleveland – and I think your guys on the panel here will concur – There's a difference between what Cleveland does and what San Antonio and Golden State do. San Antonio and Golden State are basically dedicated to distributing the ball and getting it around the floor and getting guys open for good shots, while Cleveland, you know, as much as they may try not to do it, it really is all about isolating LeBron. Yeah, and that, and when you talk about Curry now being the leading scorer in the league and everything, you know, it is kind of amazing that a guy like that would be, you know, a point guard on a championship team, because it usually doesn't work out that way. San Antonio, when you see them win all their championships, and they've won five under Popovich, they've never, I don't think they've ever had a guy among the top 10 scorers in the league. They just distribute the basketball. I think this is the number one and number three teams in the league in terms of assists. Cleveland is not that. Cleveland is a team where, you know, LeBron kind of takes it on his shoulders, and you know, it's a play set up for him to be isolated and go in there, and he's always got the ball in his hands. And so maybe that is the difference when it comes down to it, and maybe that is why when these teams, if and when these teams meet in the conference finals, they probably have the easier series on their hands when they go to the finals.
Okay. I'm going to change subject a little bit. We'll talk about the City of Angels, Los Angeles. Now, I've said this before, that, you know, some guys, some athletes just can't handle a lot of women. Ass, when I'm talking about, you know, women throwing themselves at them. And the guys in L.A. seem to be, the guys with the L.A. Lakers seem to be, you know, evolving these player trips where they're banging this and banging that and this kind of stuff. And they're playing horrible basketball. What I'm trying to tell you is that some guys just aren't mature enough to handle this L.A. scene. And it looks like D'Angelo Russell and his boys, they don't look like they're mature enough to handle this scene. I mean, can they, Charles? Will Russell mature? Is he only 20 years old, so I got to give him a pass?
Well, I don't know about a pass. I mean, you're big. When you come into the NBA, you got to kind of become a big boy, and you have to, especially if you're in that point guard position. I think we discussed this last week or the week before. I mean, you have to assume some kind of leadership role among the young players. And they have a lot of them, and, you know, they're playing a lot of them right now. And, you know, Kobe's going to be exiting the scene, and it's going to leave a vacuum for leadership. And I don't know if Russell will ever be able to fill that vacuum after this incident that he had.
Interesting. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-87.
By the way, I should add this. If, you know, I can handle a lot of women, so I'd be okay in L.A.
Okay, speaking of LeBron, LeBron's all for the Warriors breaking this record. Of course, 95-96, Bulls went 72 wins, but the Warriors are on the verge of the 73-win season. Charles, are there odds in Vegas on this? What are the odds the Warriors are going to break this record?
I don't know what the odds are. You know, you'd have to give me a second to look that up. With only two games left, I imagine it's pretty much just a parlay in terms of, you know, them winning two games straight up. If you give me a second, go to one of our other guys over there, we'll see. I don't know if I can find an actual proposition on that. I wish you'd have told me that ahead of time. There was one before out there, but and that was with where they had, I don't know, five or six games remaining. So I'm not sure I can find a special number on that.
Zach, don't you think the whole season for the Warriors is going to bail it down tomorrow, because they've already beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers and they really want to make a statement versus San Antonio? I mean, isn't this a time for Steph Curry and his boys to step and make that statement?
Yeah, this game is probably the single most important regular season game of the year. It has to be. I mean, it sets up the battle between, like, the two most likely to win the championship. So, yeah, I definitely think that they're going to lay it all on the line tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to win. They haven't done it in, like, 20 years there. I think I'd pick them to win, but it's going to be a tough game.
Cadwallader, when the Warriors come back to town, you're going to have those three courtside seats again, or what, in the first row?
But, of course, right next to the Golden State Warriors bench.
Now, you know, I really want to ask you this, Ned, and I really don't want to grovel for anything like that. But any chance, I mean, on both sides of you, they're empty seats. I mean, you don't have anybody sit on either side of you, man. Can me and Zach come in and, like, take those seats or what?
If Zach can pay his way up here, sure.
Okay, that's so we can go to the game, Zach. We can go to Zach with Cadwallader. Can you believe this? Can you believe this, Charles? I got to beg this guy to get in the Warrior games.
I only have two words to say about that.
Pathetic.
That works.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So the Warriors will cover tomorrow, 5.5 points. I think they're going to win going away. I think the Steph Curry's going to have a good game. I think all those boys have gotten it together. This is the season. It's all on the line tomorrow. Zach said the most important game as far as the NBA is concerned, as far as the Golden State Warriors are concerned. Now, as far as baseball is concerned, what are the early prospects as far as the World Series are concerned? Charles, you got any numbers on that?
See, now you're going to make me look these things up on the internet.
Well, no, the bottom line is you're like, you're the whiz, and I thought you just run this off the top of your head, just like ba-boom. I usually do.
No, we don't run this off the top of our head. No.
I would say,
who's your favorite team?
I have a lot of favorite teams, but go with Cadwallader. Cadwallader, who do you like?
Out of the National League, it's hard to go against the Cubs, and the American League, the Astros. Looks like their rebuilding process is ahead of the curve, and I think Houston has a legitimate shot to win the AL this year.
Houston's got good pitching. The Mets have got good pitching. Who do you like, Zach?
I like the Los Angeles.
Man, why do we even ask him, man? Why even? It's like asking Cadwallader or something. You know he's going to answer this. Ugh. Anyway, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Charles, Dave, you got that answer for
us? Go, Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't know if the Cubs are, you know, the one thing that you got, and the Cubs obviously look like a team that has progressed toward, you know, that's the next step for them, right, is to win a World Series, right? They got to win a division first. And St. Louis, it's amazing that St. Louis seems to lose these key guys every year. Somebody gets hurt or goes in free agency or gets traded or something, and they manage to win the division all the time. That's organizational strength right there. And by the way, you mentioned Houston. Part of that organizational strength was created by Jeff Leno, who is now the general manager in Houston. Everybody laughed at the Astros 2 years ago, did they not? That this was a joke of an organization. They had all these MBAs in the office, and look at them. They are doing what they set out to do at the beginning, and they are the ones that I think will wind up having the last laugh. And whether that's going to wind up with a World Series or not, I don't know. But this is going to be a contending team for a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last word by the great Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, have a great week, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
The man at PlaysByJay.com. When it comes to numbers, of course, he's the guy. He's picking all these games, man. He just makes me look bad. He picked Villanova. He picked the Super Bowl. Ugh. Charles Day, that's why he's a genius, and I'm just like the sophomore. And, of course, we've got Cadwallader, the master, and, of course, Zach Attack Young. I'm going to say Zach's all over the place. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, one of my favorite segments of this show, Tell Me Something I Don't Know. And if it's sexy, it's even more important. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I really don't know, but I'm not sure that I like to.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour, number two of the Johnny Taco Show. Johnny Taco and my All-Stars. Of course, we just left the great Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com. When it comes to the numbers, he's the guy, folks. PlaysByJay.com. On the line, of course, from somewhere in the Bay Area here, at least in somewhere in the Bay Area, is Cadwallader Jimenez. And Zach Attack Young, of course, is coming to us from the City of Angels. Cadwallader, you first, because your mother says I got to go to you first. Tell me something I don't know.
Barcelona lost 1-0 today to Real Sociedad, and after going 6 months without losing in any competition, they've lost two in a row after last week's 2-1 loss at home to Real Madrid. And all of a sudden, Barcelona only has a 3-point lead over Atletico and a 4-point lead over Real Madrid at the top of the La Liga table. What just a few weeks ago looked like a surefire runaway Barcelona title. It's going to come down to the last six games. La Liga Spanish soccer is going to be phenomenal to watch over the next 2 months.
Okay. Zach Attack Young, well, what can I say? Tell me something I don't know, baby.
Well, you may have heard of the dance, the dab, that was kind of made famous by Cam Newton, but the dab is actually 0-3 in championship games. First, the Clemson Tigers lost in the national championship. Then Cam Newton lost in the Super Bowl. And now the Tar Heels lost, and all three of them did the dab just before the game.
Game of the day, Major League Baseball game of the day, Los Angeles Dodgers of San Francisco, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time, 1:05 p.m. out here on the West Coast. Kazmir for the Dodgers, Cueto for the Giants. Both teams, both pitchers are 1-0. Straight up, that is tomorrow, the Dodgers and the Giants live from AT&T Park in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Guys, until next week, you really kick some ass on it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The great Zach Attack Young, and of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. I want to thank the man behind the curtains, the man pulling the strings, the Wizard of Oz, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect.